The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. A new season is upon us, and unlike the regular season, dreams of high school teams can shatter in just four quarters of play.
The shot is up there, it's no good. Ball is loose, and that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
We call this new season the postseason, where you bring your best to the floor and hold nothing back.
On the dribble, back outside, top of the key. Klassen a three-pointer, bingo!
It's sub-district basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, and it starts right now. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Minden for opening round coverage of the C28 sub-district tournament.
Jordan Slough with the ball. Jordan Slough's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Seeley as he drives the ball, shoots and scores.
Tonight's opening round match features the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Franklin Flyers, where the winner moves on and keeps their tournament dreams alive.
Cardinals come back quickly as they lob the ball inside, grabbing it as Cook. And shot is going to be up there, no good. Down for the rebound. Cook has got a foul shot, good, and he's fouled.
We start things off with the new Tech Seed pregame show as we take you live courtside. Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, the opening round of the C28 Sub-District Basketball Tournament tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. We've got the Blue Hill Bobcats, the number 4 seed in the sub-district, taking on the number 5 seed, the Franklin Flyers. I'm Mike Will, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. Blue Hill coming in, a record of 12 wins and 10 losses on the season. Blue Hill winning the Twin Valley Conference Tournament this year, picking up wins over Red Cloud, Kennesaw, and Shelton during the tourney. But since then, they've lost three games in a row, all to Class D1 opponents. They lost to Heartland Lutheran by the score of 74-65, lost by 6 to Deschler, 36-30. Then they were beaten by Harvard the other night by the score of 52-50. So Blue Hill, an up-and-down season. That's why they're the number 4 seed here. 12 wins and 10 losses on the season under their head coach in Joe Hubble. The Franklin Flyers, it's been a struggle to say the least here this year. The Flyers are 0-17 on the season. They're coming off of a loss the other night to Red Cloud by a score of 61-38. The closest game they have played this year was a 14-point loss to Silver Lake back on January the 21st. They lost to them by a score of 55-41. Franklin is a team that is averaging only 22 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 54.8 on the defensive end, and their leading scorer is Steven Randall. He's getting about half of the points himself. He's averaging 10.5 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. So Franklin winless on the season, looking to pull off a huge upset here tonight in the opening round of the C28 Sub-District Basketball Tournament against the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Blue Hill is a team that's coming in here averaging 50.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 48.5 on the defensive end. Leading scorer so far this year has been Mitch Rubelet. He's averaging 16.7 points and 3.7 rebounds per ball game. The winner of this ball game will move on to play in the semifinals tomorrow night against the top seed, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. That will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the ball game at 7:30 will feature Southern Valley up against Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have both of those games for you tomorrow here on the Breeze. And then Thursday night, the Tuesday winners will play in a 7 o'clock championship ball game right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. We'll come back, get you some more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze. This pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll have more right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, the beginning of boys sub-district tournament action tonight across the state of Nebraska and some other games at Grand Island Northwest. Tonight, St. Paul is playing Central City.
The Wonder will move on to play Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow. Adams Central will face Wood River in the second ball game tomorrow. C-110 at Kearney High School tonight. You've got Broken Bowl playing Centura in the ball game tipping off at 7 o'clock. The Wonder will play Gibbon tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and then the other game there will pit Minden up against Kearney Catholic. They've got the Broken Bow Centura game for you tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. In some other games, we got Blue Hill and Franklin here tonight in Minden. The ball game tipping off here in just another minute or so. Elsewhere in sub-district basketball tournament action, you've got D-1-9 getting started tonight. This game is going to be played at Kearney Catholic High School, tipping off in Wilcox, Hildreth, and Axtell. The winner will move on to play Elm Creek tomorrow in the semifinals. Amherst against Overton in the other game. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Axtell tonight. You can catch on our ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS in Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. And another ball game tonight, D27 being contested out at Adams Central High School tonight. You've got Pleasanton taking on Silver Lake. So those are the matchups, the play-in games, so to speak, as the bulk of the C2 action, D1, D2, and D1 will get started tomorrow for most of the teams. We'll have semifinal action throughout the state of Nebraska. So it's Blue Hill and Franklin here tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School. Again, Blue Hill coming in a record of 12 wins and 10 losses on the season, averaging 50 points per ball game in offense, giving up 48 on defense. Blue Hill, a team that is hitting 49% of their field goals so far this year, 24% from three-point territory, 56% from the free throw line. They average about 11 turnovers per ball game. Franklin, 22 points per ball game in offense, 54.8 on the defensive end. You've got Franklin hitting 29% of their field goals so far this year, 15% from three-point territory, and 45% from the free throw line. Franklin is a team that is averaging about 20 turnovers per ball game. So it's Blue Hill and Franklin here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll get to the starting lineups now. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Flyers of Franklin, they're going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here tonight. They'll be dressed in their black road uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red here tonight. Steven Randall will get a start at one of the guard positions. Randall, a 5'11" senior. He's averaging 10.5 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. Kenton Fritzen is a 5'11" senior. He is averaging 4 points and about 3.2 rebounds per game. Anthony Frericks is a 6'1" sophomore. Frericks is averaging 1 point and 3.3 rebounds per ball game. Peyton Ginelli is a 6-foot junior. He's averaging 2.1 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Franklin will be Levi Jester. Jester is 5'6" and a sophomore. He is averaging 1.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per ball game. We'll get to the starters for Blue Hill here in just a second. We're going to have the playing of the national anthem. We'll get set for basketball action here tonight between Franklin and the Blue Hill Bobcats from C.L. Jones Middle School here in Minden. We'll get to the starting lineups for Blue Hill in just a second. They're having problems with the national anthem. Well, let's go ahead and get to the Blue Hill starting lineups here. Mitchell Rubelet will get a start for Blue Hill, 6-foot senior. Rubelet is averaging 16.9 points and 3.7 rebounds per ball game. And now we got the playing of the national anthem tonight.
Thank you.
So the playing of the national anthem here tonight at C.O. Jones Middle School in Minden. We'll get to the starters here for Blue Hill. Mitchell Rublin, like we mentioned, 6 foot and a senior, averaging 16.7 points and 3.7 rebounds per ball game. Jason Poe is a 6 foot, 1 inch junior. Poe is averaging 8.8 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Cody Manns is a 5 foot, 10 inch freshman. Cody Manns averaging 3.4 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Kyle Teffer is a 6 foot, 2 inch senior. Teffer is averaging 4.2 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. And Keithan Drury is a 5 foot, 9 inch junior. Drury is averaging 3.6 points and 1.6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Blue Hill going to be the home team here tonight. They'll be in their white, trimmed and lettered in the blue as they get set to go. They'll be shooting to our basket to our left here tonight. Franklin, the Rhodes team, will be shooting to our basket to our right. C28 Sub-District Basketball Tournament action here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, and also online at KOIQFM.com. Also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jumping things up for Franklin is going to be Frerix. He's into the center circle here for the Franklin Flyers. We're just about set to go here between Blue Hill and Franklin. It's going to be Ruba jumping things up for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Blue Hill. Immediately going back to the basket. We got a personal foul called. Right off of the bat, a charging foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Cody Manns as he got the opening tip, was got driving the ball to the hole, and he's hit with an offensive charging foul right off of the bat. So 4 seconds into the ball game, we have our first personal foul. That's usually not a good beginning. There's Franklin now with the basketball. Again, this is a team that's been averaging only 22 points per ball game on offense all season long. Tonelli lobs the ball. Come out here in the three-point territory to Levi Jester. Jester's pass to the wing is going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Franklin basketball. Flyers will play things in here on the near sideline. We played 23 seconds here in the ball game. No score between Blue Hill and Franklin here tonight. There's Fritzen. He's going to inbound the ball for Franklin. He gets it into Jester. Lobs it to the high post. That's going to be Frerichs with the ball, who hands it away. Dribbling to the elbow is going to be Steven Randall. He's their leading scorer. There's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. First turnover on Franklin. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Drury. Blue Hill has got the ball. Back out on top. Rublin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball called. Jump ball going to be called here on the rebound. These two teams played during the regular season, and it was a Blue Hill victory as they beat Franklin by a score of 64-13. That was during the regular season back on January the 18th in a game played in Franklin. Check that, a game played in Blue Hill. Possession arrow is now pointing in favor of the Franklin Flyers. So it'll be Franklin inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Still no score between Franklin and Blue Hill here tonight in boys high school basketball action from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Fritzen has got the ball. High left side now as Blue Hill is going to start off in a 2-3 zone defense. Down in the right corner is going to be Steven Randall. Randall's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands on it underneath the bucket is going to be Kyle Teffer. So it'll be Franklin playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:57 to play here in the opening quarter as Franklin will play things in. Driving for the hole, that's going to be a Jester. He loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Franklin basketball. So it'll be Fritzen playing the ball in again. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Fritzen waiting, Fritzen waiting, Fritzen waiting, and he finally gets it in at the count of four. He gets it to Steven Randall. There's a bounce pass inside. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Fritzen. And the rebound comes down here to Kyle Teffer. Here come the Blue Hill Bobcats. This is going to be Rublin with the ball. Mitch Rublin as he takes it to the right side now. Sends it over there to Cody Manns, who's getting the start here tonight. Cody Manns down in the corner. As they work it back around to Kyle Teffer. Now back here to Rublin. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Jason Poe with the ball. Now to Rublin. He drives the ball into the lane, stops, goes over here on the right side. A shot is going to be taken there by Drury from 10. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good, and he's fouled in the play. Offensive rebound by Kyle Teffer, and he is fouled in the play here. So Blue Hill is on the scoreboard. It's now a 2-0 ball game. Personal foul is whistled here on the Franklin Flyers. It's going to be Teffer going to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Peyton Ginelli. That's going to be his first personal foul. So Teffer to the free throw line, a 53% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. So a 3-point play here for Blue Hill. Bobcats are
out on top. We're at the 6:15 mark of this first quarter, and Blue Hill's got a 3-0 lead over the Franklin Flyers. There's Jester with the ball. Levi Jester comes out to a Ginelli. Now to Fritzen, driving the ball down the left side of the lane. Gets it over there to a Stephen Randall. His pass out to the free throw line is intercepted. Intercepted here by Drury. Dry shoots and scores. Two turnovers on Franklin. It's a 5-0 ball game now. Blue Hill is out on top of the 5:48 mark of this first quarter. Here's Fredericks with the ball. Gives it away to Randall. Hops in the lane. His little short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Fritzen. Double team, triple team. His pass intercepted. Intercepted here by Rublet as he streaks back the other way. Drives, shoots, and scores. Mitch Rublet scoring there. He's now got 2 points in the ball game. The Blue Hill leading scorer, averaging 16.7 points per ball game. And just like that, the floodgates are open. 7-0 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead over the Franklin Flyers here tonight. Juster has got the ball and comes out here in the three-point territory down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. A three-pointer put up there by Peyton Ginelli. He's been hitting only 18% of his three-pointers this year, and he cans one from the deep left corner. That makes the score 7-3 in favor of Blue Hill. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. The Bobcats will play things in. As Keithan Drury looks to get it in, he does to a Rublet down here in the corner. Comes out between the circles now. With the basketball there is going to be Cody Manns down in the corner. Keithan Drury, here's Rublet. His shot from 15, good. Rublet from the left baseline scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 9-3, Blue Hill has got the lead. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The boys' C2-8 sub-district play-in game here tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. With the basketball over there is going to be Stephen Randall. Comes across the top to Jester. Down in the corner. They get it down there to Ginelli. Now back down to the low block left side. His shot's put up there. It's going to be no good by Fritzen. Long rebound comes out to Blue Hill. Grabbing the ball is going to be Drury. Drives, shoots, and scores. Keithan Drury scores for Blue Hill. And the Bobcats have an 11-3 lead here. We're not yet halfway through the opening quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School tonight. Jester with the ball over to Stephen Randall. Moves it down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Fritzen with the ball. Fritzen gets away, drives the baseline underneath the basket there. Now he's too far under there. He can't shoot. Comes back out here. A little short jumper by Peyton Ginelli is going to be good. Peyton Ginelli hits a little short jumper just to the right of the lane. 11-5 the score now. Blue Hill is out on top by 6 points. Bobcats have the ball. Here's a Keithan Drury with it now. High right side comes out to Poe. Top of the key. Jason Poe moves it over on the wing on the left side. Demands a shot from three. It's going to be no good. One and done. Kenton Fritzen grabs the rebound for the Flyers. Franklin comes back. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-5. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter. Franklin setting up against this zone defense for Blue Hills. They move it down in the corner. With the ball down there is going to be Fritzen. Comes out on the wing. That's going to be Jester with the ball. Jester out to Stephen Randall. Entry pass on the high post. They get it to Fredericks. Back out to Randall. Dribble penetration. Hops in the lane. Fires up a 10-footer. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down here to Cody Manns. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. First turnover here on Blue Hill. The ball is intercepted by Levi Jester. And he'll bring the ball back in the offensive zone here for the Flyers. Down in the left corner is going to be Fritzen. He tries to drive it, and he's going to be fouled into play. Picking up the foul is going to be Jason Poe of Blue Hill. So Poe picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one of the Bobcats. Into the ball game now is going to be Jacob Van Boning. Austin Strasburg also checks in for Blue Hill at the 3:05 mark here in the first quarter. 11-5 the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Stephen Randall driving down the right side of the lane. Double team, throws it back over in the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in. A three-point play by Levi Jester as he knocks down the second three for Franklin here in this ballgame. 11-8 is the score. Back the other way, a shot is up there and in. Long-range jumper by Austin Strasburg comes in off of the bench and fires up a 15-footer right down through the hole. Nothing but twine. 2:40 left here in the first quarter, 13-6. There's the long-range jumper again from deep in the left corner. No good by Fritzen. Rebound comes down to Rublet, running back the other way. Mitch takes it to the hole, and shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Poe, follow shot, no good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Blue Hill basketball. Bobcats will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Winner of this ball game moves on to play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in the semifinals of this tournament beginning at 6 o'clock. Another game we'll have for you here on the Breeze. Here's Rublet with the ball, circles around in the lane, dumps the ball down low. Van Boning sides up and in. Jacob Van Boning scores there on the assist from Mitch Rublet. Mitch is averaging 2.8 assists per ball game. And Blue Hill is back out to a 15-8 lead here over their Franklin Flyers as we hit the 2-minute mark here in the first quarter. Fritzen with the ball down in the corner. He's double teamed. He throws it out here. It's going to be into the scorer's table, out of bounds. Third turnover on Franklin here in the ball game. In the contest now will be Alec Meyer for Blue Hill. Coming out will be Drury. So 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's 15-8. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Alec Meyer with it now. Meyer goes over to Rublid. High on the right side there for Blue Hill. Ball high above his head. Comes over to Van Boning. Left side of the lane. Jacob Van Boning. Bounce pass comes over here to Strasburg. Strasburg holds it. There's a pass inside right to the fingertips of Jason Bowe. And the ball is picked up here on the baseline by Van Boning. Keeps it alive here for the Bobcats. High right side again. Mitch Rublid with the ball. Comes across the top to Van Boning. He's left wide open out here. Won't take the shot. There's Jason Poe at the free throw line. Jason Poe turns around and hands the ball away to Meyer. Fires up a three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Randall for Franklin. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-6. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's Levi Jester with the ball. Jester on the wing. His pass deflected. Picked up by Randall out here in three-point territory. Randall now to Jester. Moves it down in the corner of the right side to Ginelli. Cross-court pass to Randall. Shot for three. Good. All of a sudden, Franklin has thrown up 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. They've been hitting only 15% of their threes all season long. As a 15-11 ball game, the Flyers are within 4 points here of the Bobcats. Here's Van Boning with the ball. Passes down low to Jason Poe, and he's going to be mauled into play. A little fake there. Jason Poe is mauled down there by a couple of guys from Franklin. Take your pick. So 15-11 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Frericks. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Flyers. And shot from the free throw line by Jason Poe is going to be up there and in. Poe is a 43% foul shooter in the season. He's now 31 out of 71 from the free throw line. Blue Hill has a 5-point lead, 16-11 now. Next shot is up there. That's going to be an air ball. Goes out of bounds. So Jason Poe whiffs one from the free throw line. Here comes Kyle Teffer back into the ball game now. Jason Poe will come out. 48.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Blue Hill trying to break a 3-game losing streak in the opening round of the C28 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here tonight. They've got the 5-point lead over the winless Franklin Flyers here in this one. There's Jester with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Ginelli. Entry pass to get it inside to Frericks. He tries to throw it down in the corner and throws it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. 4 turnovers on Franklin so far here in the first quarter. Now Blue Hill has got the ball back here with 30 seconds to play in the opening period. 16-11, Blue Hill with a lead. Here come the Bobcats back. Alec Meyer on the wing here on the left side. Passes out between the circles. That's Van Boning with the ball. Van Boning now to Strasburg. Right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Passes across the lane now to Teffer. Down in the corner to a Van Boning. Sets for three, takes it, and scores it. Jacob Van Boning scores a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. It's now 19-11. Blue Hill has got an 8-point lead. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here's Jester for three. His shot is up there. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. As expected, the Blue Hill Bobcats out on top of Franklin in boys high school basketball. Blue Hill 19, Franklin 11. You're listening to the C28 Sub-District Basketball Tournament on the Breeze.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Kyle Teffer hits a free throw line jumper for Blue Hill to make it 21-11. There's a shot on the other end by Franklin's Janelli. That's going to be off of the right side, no good. So the Bobcats now have a 10-point lead. Here's Rublev driving to the hole down the right side line, down to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. That's Mitch Rublev scoring there for Blue Hill. He's got 3 field goals already and 6 points. And now the Bobcats have opened up a 23-11 lead here over Franklin in the second quarter of this play-in ball game from C.L. Jones Middle School at Minden. Here's a Randall with the ball. Randall comes out to Janelli, over to Jester. Free throw line extend left side, down to Frericks. He is a double team on the low block on the left side, down to Randall in the lane. His fall-away jumper is going to be too strong, no good. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Rublev. Mitch Rublev with the ball now for Blue Hill. Runs her back the other way here for the Bobcats over on the wing on the right side to Keith and Drury, who's back into the ball game. Lobs it to Teffer at the free throw line. Al Teffer moves it over on the right side. A long-range jumper put up and in, a three-pointer by Cody Manns. Cody Manns throws up a three, and Blue Hill is out to a 26-11 lead now. We're in the second quarter with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here's Franklin with the ball shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. Jester with it on the wing. Comes out between the circles. That's going to be Janelli with it now. Janelli moves it over to Steve Randall. Randall drives it to the free throw line, stops there. Randall gets it back out into three-point territory to Frericks. Now to Randall again. Top of the key, moves it over on the left side. Franklin working against this zone defense for Blue Hill here tonight. Driving underneath the basket, a reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good by Fritson. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Franklin ball. Well, that's touched by the Bobcats, so it'll be Blue Hill staying here on defense. Franklin will inbound the ball, baseline left side. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play, 26-11. Fourth-seeded Blue Hill has got the lead over fifth-seeded Franklin here tonight. There's Randall taking it to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Van Boning. Van Boning gets into the far sideline. Here come the Bobcats with a 15-point lead. That's going to be Rublev. He drives it, throws it out here in three-point territory to Drury. Now back to the top of the key. That's Keith Manns with the ball. Rather, Cody Manns with the ball. Over to Rublev on the wing. Bounce pass goes down low to a Kyle Teffer. Back out to Mitch Rublev. He's picked up there by Steven Randall. Rublev moves to his left, fires up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to a Frericks. Anthony Frericks has got the ball for Franklin. Here come the Flyers, down by 15 points here in the ball game. There's Steven Randall now. Randall high right side. Blue Hill's gone to a man-to-man defense. At the free throw line, it's Fritson. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Cody Manns with the ball. Cody Manns to the near sideline, and Rublev drives it down the left side of the lane to the baseline. Kicks her back out here. Drury across the top, now to Manns. Shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Anthony Frericks. The Flyers flying back the other way here. Here's a Steven Randall with the ball. Randall takes it down the left sideline, picked up there by Mitch Rublev. Randall's in trouble down the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here to Levi Jester. Jester sends it back on the low block left side. The ball's going to be chipped away. It's loose on the baseline. It's going to be picked up by Blue Hill. That's going to be a turnover number 5 on Franklin. Back the other way. Manns, he can't catch up with it. Now he saves it. Gives it right in the hands of Keith and Drury. The pass was long, and they went out an easy breakaway layup. Blue Hill keeps it here in their offensive zone. This is going to be Mitch Rublev with the ball. Rublev goes over on the wing to a Manns. He holds it. Free throw line extended. Inside the free throw circle now to a Teffer. Teffer brings it back to a Keith and Drury right at the elbow, right side of the lane. The left side down to a Van Boning. Van Boning holds it over to a Rublev. Here in three-point territory, drives it to the free throw line, gives it away to Manns. Manns takes it to the free throw line. Here's a jumper up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin. Randall has got the ball now for the Franklin Flyers. Hustles back the other way to Jester. Lobs it back inside. The ball is going to be deflected away from Randall. The ball is going to be saved in the baseline. It's knocked into the backcourt and is picked up there by Anthony Frericks for the Franklin Flyers. 26-11. Blue Hill is out on top by 15 points here. The winner moves on to play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night at 6. Here's Janelli with the ball. Janelli right side of the lane. Comes out to the top of the key. That's Steven Randall. Drives it to the free throw line. Stops right there. Randall gets it away now to Janelli. Down to the near side again to Fritson. Drives the ball into the lane. The one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Drury. Drury gets it away. And now they hustle into the forecourt here. Drury gets it back on the far sideline. Down to Mitch Rublev. Franklin is in a man-to-man defense here. Now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. Bobcats call a timeout 5 minutes into the second quarter.
We've got 3 minutes left in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 26, Franklin 11.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
We are back here tomorrow night with a couple of ball games for you. Donovan Trumbull against the winner of this game at 6 o'clock, and then Hastings St. Cecilia will win their second ball game tomorrow against the defending Class C2 state champions, the Eagles of Southern Valley. Be on there with the pregame show at about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. 26-11 is the score here. Blue Hill has got the lead over Franklin. There's a free throw line jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Strasburg. The ball is loose, and it's picked up here by Franklin. Jacob Frericks into the ball game now for the Flyers. He grabs the rebound. Here come the Flyers now into their offensive zone. This is going to be Peyton Ginelli with the ball now as Blue Hill stays with this man-to-man defense. You're over here to Fritzen. Fritzen high right side holding the ball. Dribbles once. Kenton Fritzen now drives it down to the left side of the lane. He takes it to the hole. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Jason Pohl grabs the rebound. Pohl has got it here for Blue Hill. Gets it in the hands now of Keithan Drury. And here come the Bobcats across the 10-second line. Alec Meyer has got it now. Out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the top of the key. Where the ball is going to be Rublin. Dribbles once. Bounce pass comes over here again. On the left wing, Alec Manns with the ball. Cody Manns with the ball as he sends it out here to the top of the key. Down to Keithan Drury. Drury dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top to Jason Pohl. Jason Pohl now to Rublin again out here in three-point territory. Takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass inside to Pohl. His shot is up there and in. Mitch Rublin gets the assist. Jason Pohl gets the easy field goal. He's got 3 points in the ball game. It's now a 28-11 ball game. Franklin has been outscored 9-0 so far here in the second quarter. We're down to 1:35 to play here in the first half. Steven Randall has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near side, nearly intercepted, but is grabbed here by Ginelli. Now to Steven Randall again. Randall is dribbling with the ball. Now we've got a personal foul going to be called here. Away from all the action, it's going to go on Austin Strasburg. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Franklin has got 2 fouls here in the first half. Fritzen wants to inbound the ball. He does right at the 10-second line. There's Steven Randall, and he brings it into the offensive zone now as Blue Hill stays with their man-to-man. Rublin is right in the face of Steven Randall. Randall dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Ginelli. Peyton Ginelli dribbling out here and beyond the arc. Moves it to the near sideline. Now down on the baseline. And we got a personal foul called. This is going to go on to Drury. That's going to be his first team foul, number 4 on the Bobcats. Non-shooting situation. Franklin will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Flyers down by 17 points. It is 28-11. They play it in to Randall right underneath the basket. He goes up with a shot and hits it. A very good defense there by Blue Hill, and Steven Randall gets an easy field goal. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Back the other way. Come the Bobcats, and they have it swatted out of bounds. Trying to get it over there to Alec Meyer. The ball swatted out of his hands out of bounds. Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Inbounding the ball is going to be Strasburg. Anthony Strasburg with it now as he holds it and throws it out here to the top of the key to Meyer. Meyer drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down to Strasburg. Entry pass to Poe. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Jason Poe gets the field goal there for the Bobcats, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Jason Poe already with 5 points in the ball game here for the Bobcats. And it's 30-13. Blue Hill is out on top here in this basketball game. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. Here comes Dylan Rose into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Rose comes in for Keithan Drury. So Jason Pohl goes to the free throw line. That last foul went on Anthony Frericks. That's going to be his first. The shot from the free throw line by Pohl is up and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, and Blue Hill leads here in the second quarter by a score of 31-13. Franklin has scored just 2 points so far here in this second quarter of play. They've got the ball out here. There's a Randall pounding it inside to Frericks. Takes it down on the baseline. His little short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Pohl. Jason Pohl with a rebound for the Blue Hill Bobcats down the right sideline now. Here comes Blue Hill with the ball. Mitch Rublin has got it. Free throw line extended right side. 20 seconds to go. Bounce pass inside to Poe. He's double teamed. Goes up for the shot anyway and hits it. Jason Poe now with 8 points in the ball game. Blue Hill is now leading by 20. It is 33-13. Levi Jester has got the ball now for the Franklin Flyers. He takes off, drives it to the hole, and shot's no good, but he's hacked on the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line. Levi Jester goes to the free throw line now for Franklin as he is fouled in a play here by Dylan Rose. Rose picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bobcats here in this first half of play. Jester to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Levi Jester, a 36% foul shooter on the season. He is now 8 out of 23. Franklin is a team hitting 45% of their free throws this year. Here comes the next shot by Jester. It's up there, and he banks one home from the free throw line. So it's now a 33-14 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Rublin with the ball in the corner. Brings it up high on the block. Now throws up a three at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight in boys high school basketball. The C2-8 sub-district play-in game here tonight. The Blue Hill Bobcats have the lead over the winless Franklin Flyers to score at halftime. It is Blue Hill 33, Franklin 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. Boys High School basketball is C2-8 sub-district play-in game as the Blue Hill Bobcats have got the lead over the Franklin Flyers at the break. The score is 33-14 as we check the scoring here in the first half of play. By the way, the halftime show is brought to you by Allen's Superstore of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of advertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen's Superstore? You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So the Flyers with 14 points on the board so far here in the first half. They got three players to make up those 14 points. Steven Randall has hit a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here in the first half. Peyton Ginelli, same thing. He's got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points, and the other 4 points have come from Levi Jester as he has knocked down a 3-pointer, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Franklin has got 3 threes here in the first half of play. A team has been hitting only 15% of their 3-point tries all season long. They're 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. They've got a total of 14 points on the board here at halftime. They're trailing Blue Hill 33-14. The Bobcats, they've got 8 points in the first half from Jason Poe. Poe's got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Scoring 6 points in the first half was Mitch Rublin. Rublin's got 3 field goals for his 6. Kyle Teffer, he has got 5 points in the ball game. Teffer has got 2 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Jacob Van Boning also with 5 points. He's got a 3 and a 2 for his 5 here at the break. Scoring 4 points is Keithan Drury. He's got a couple of field goals in the ball game. Cody Manns, he's got a 3-pointer for 3. And Austin Strasburg, he's got a field goal for 2. It's Blue Hill shooting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. I got the Bobcats with only 1 turnover. Franklin has got 5 turnovers here in the first half. So Blue Hill led 19-11 at the end of one quarter. And right now it's 33-14 at halftime as the Bobcats outscore Franklin 14-3. In that second quarter, as the Bobcats have now opened up a 19-point lead in this C2-8 sub-district play-in game here tonight. Again, the winner moves on to face Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the semifinal round. The other game tomorrow night will pit the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks up against the Eagles out of Southern Valley. So a lot of birds in this tournament. We've got the Cardinals, we've got the Eagles, we've got the Blue Hawks all playing here, as well as the Franklin Flyers here in this C2-8 sub-district tournament. We'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon, the pregame show, at about 5:45 here on The Breeze. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll have more right after this.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, back at halftime of the C2A sub-district play-in game here tonight. The Blue Hill Bobcats out on top of Franklin by the score of 33-14. We got a scoreboard update for you, brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Located on South Burlington and Hastings, you can check them out online at furnituredirect.com. In the C110 tournament at Kearney High School tonight, Broken Bow has got a lead over Centura. At halftime, the score 21-17. So Broken Bow with a 21-17 lead over Centura at the break. Winner of that ball game will move on to face Gibbon tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then the other game, Minden, will take on Kearney Catholic. And some of the other games going on here tonight. We've got St. Paul and Central City playing in the play-in game of the C1-9 tournament at Grand Island Northwest. The winner gets Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. The other game will pit Adams Central up against Wood River. That one begins at 7:30. C110 at Kearney High School. As we mentioned, Broken Bow with the lead over Centura at the break, 21-17. Winner gets Gibbon tomorrow, followed by Minden and Kearney Catholic at 7:30. Other action going on around the area tonight in the C28 action. That's where we're at here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Blue Hill with a big lead over the winless Franklin Flyers. It is 33-14 at the break. And also in action tonight, in boys sub-district tournament action, we've got Wilcox Hildreth playing Axtell. That's at Kearney Catholic High School tonight. The winner will get Elm Creek tomorrow in the first ball game, followed by Amherst against Overton in game number 2. And also going on tonight out at Adams Central High School, you've got the D27 play-in game between Pleasanton and Silver Lake. The winner gets the top seed, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, tomorrow night. Lawrence Nelson will take on Giltner in game number two. And you're listening to the Allen Superstore halftime show here tonight on The Breeze. Remember, get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything in one store. And grab your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? We can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. Got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Franklin executes the backdoor play perfectly that time, and Anthony Frericks gets the feed from Stephen Randall to lay it in. 33-16 now. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a long-range jumper by Rublin back at the other end. It's up and in. A three-pointer by Mitch Rublin. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. So we're just underway here in the second half. Blue Hill out on top of Franklin tonight by a score of 36-16. In boys high school basketball, and now here's a turnover on Franklin. They throw the ball away. That's going to be the sixth turnover on the Flyers here in the ball game. It'll be Blue Hill basketball as they come back the other way. Blue Hill shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Keithan Drury has got the ball. Drury comes over here to Manns. Manns down in the corner to Teffer. Lobs the ball inside down to Poe. Shot is up there on the baseline. Good. Jason Poe scores a short J from the right baseline. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, 38-16. Blue Hill with a lead. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School. As Franklin has got the ball, here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Coming back the other way is going to be Rublin. His shot is up there at end. Mitch Rublin down with 11 points in the ball game. It's 40-16. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Kenton Fritzen with the ball now for the Franklin Flyers. He gets it to Jester. Levi Jester. There's a pass deflected. Jester picks it back up, drives it to the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouled into play. He is fouled into play here by Rublin, Blue Hill. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Bobcats. We're going to have Levi Jester going to the free throw line now for Franklin. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He hit a three in the first half, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jester looks up there. Shot is up, and it's good. Franklin now 2 out of 3 on free throws so far in this ball game. Strasburg comes back in now for Blue Hill, and coming to the bench will be Kyle Teffer. Levi Jester back to the charity stripe here for the Flyers. He sets, fires it up there. The shot falls off the left side, no good. And the ball is going to be brought down here by Strasburg of Blue Hill. Now the man's down the near sideline. The Drury works the ball inside to Poe. He loses control of the ball and it's picked up by Franklin. That's going to be turnover number 2 on Blue Hill. So here come the Flyers back with the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 40-17. Here's a Jester with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Holds it. Now comes to the near side, Stephen Randall. Randall picked up there by Rublin. Now drives it behind his screen, spins at the elbow, left side of the lane, can't put up a shot. Goes to the far side, dribbling into the lane. The shot is up there, no good by Fritzen. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's basically kicked out of bounds there by Poe of Blue Hill. It'll be Franklin playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 40-17. Blue Hill has got the lead here in the C2-8 sub-district play-in game. Stephen Randall with the ball here on the near sideline. Randall holds it out here. Randall puts it on the floor, dribbles it to the free throw line, hops into the paint, kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there and in. Peyton Ginelli hits a three-pointer. That's his second tray of the night. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And it's now 40-20. Blue Hill is leading by 20. Franklin, a team that's averaging just 22 points per ball game offensively. They got 20 on the board already. Here's Poe with a shot in the lane. He's going to be up and in. Jason Poe on a little short jumper in the lane. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 42-20. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Franklin with the ball here on the near sideline. Fritzen has got it. Free throw. Line extended to the near side. Comes out between the circles now to Frericks. Anthony Frericks comes across the top to Jester. They get it back inside to Fritzen. He puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Rublin. Gets the ball ahead to Drury. He stops here left side of the lane. Gets it back to Rublet. Takes it down to the baseline. Puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be up there no good. Rebound comes out of Anthony Fredericks now for the the Franklin Flyers. Now to Randall. Gets away. Dribbles down to the right side of the lane. Stops. There's a pass. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Ginelli in the corner. His shot's going to be an air ball. No good. The ball nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And the officials look at one another and they say, let's see, it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. The Bobcats will play things in. 4:47 to play here in the third quarter. The winner gets Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. 42-20. The Bobcats have the lead. Here's Rublin with the ball. Sends it inside to Poe. Spins toward the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot dances around the rim and down through the hole. Jason Poe leading the way so far tonight for the Bobcats. He's got 14 points in the ball game. So Jason Poe leading the charges here for the Bobcats here tonight. Here's Fritzen with the ball. His pass will be deflected out of bounds. Poe getting his hands on it defensively as he knocks that ball out of bounds. Franklin will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Meyer comes in. Drury comes out now for Blue Hill. Franklin will play things in. Kenton Fritzen with the ball down here in the corner to Ginelli. Hops in the lane. Puts up a little 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Cody Manns. Manns has got it for Blue Hill. He brings it across the 10-second line. Sends it over to Rublin. He's open in three-point territory. Drives it inside the arc now. Kicks it back out to Manns. Comes across the top to Strasburg. Now to Poe. Free throw line extended right side. Poe takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Kicks it back out here to a Cody Manns. Back inside to Poe. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the rebound comes down to Randall. He has it tipped away. It's picked up by Rublin. His shot is up there and in. Mitch Rublin with a steal here in backcourt as he takes that ball away from Randall and takes it to the hole and scores. That's turnover number 8 on Franklin here in the ball game, and it's now a 46-20 score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Franklin has got the ball back the other way. There's a Ginelli. He falls down on the play. Now we're going to have a foul called. It's going to go on Rublin of Blue Hill. That's going to be a second. So two fouls now on Rublin. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Bobcats. There's a Jeremy Hinkle coming to the ball game now for Blue Hill. We're able to see everybody that's ready to go here tonight. They'll get in this ball game with a 26-point lead. With another game scheduled for tomorrow, if you can win this one. There's a shot in the lane by Jester. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Boning. Van Boning gets it away now to Strasburg as he runs her back the other way. Comes over to Alec Meyer. High left side. Meyer with the ball out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once. Sends it over to Hinkle. Hinkle down in the corner now to Strasburg. His shot is up there. No good. The ball goes up over the backboard out of bounds. It's going to be out of play, and it's going to be Franklin inbounding the ball. High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 46-20. Blue Hill has got the lead over Franklin here tonight. There's Stephen Randall with the ball on the wing on the right side. Picked up out there by Austin Strasburg to the top of the key. They drive it. There's Fritz, and he throws the ball down low, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. Van Boning gets his hands on it there for Blue Hill, so Franklin will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Trailing by 26 here in the ball game. Long pass comes out here as Randall for three from the top of the key. Shot good. Stephen Randall knocks down a three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 49-23. Here come the Bobcats back the other way. Down in the corner, that's going to be a Van Boning with the ball. Van Boning comes across out here in three-point territory to Cody Manns. Down to Poe as he takes it into the lane. And now we got a 3-second violation called in Blue Hill. So it's 49-23. Blue Hill has got the lead over the Franklin Flyers. And now the scores, the official coming over to the scores table to make sure everything is correct over here. I think they had the score up on the wrong side. Now it's going to be corrected here. It should be 46-23. And that's what they're going to put on the board now. As Franklin will play things in here in backcourt. Score was wrong on the board, and now Franklin wants to call a timeout. So we got a timeout with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. They got the score corrected up there. 2:30 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 46, Franklin 23.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill good neighbor pharmacy.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action tonight here in the Breeze, a C28 sub-district basketball tournament, night number one. We've got Blue Hill out on top of Franklin by a score of 46-23 as the Bobcats will drop back into man-to-man defense. Here comes Franklin into the offensive zone. Steven Randall has got it now for Franklin. Goes over there on the wing on the right side to Jacob Frericks, who's into the ball game now. The Quinton Sadoff back to Frericks as they work it inside. There's Randall. Turn around, jump to right side of the wing. Good. Steven Randall is their leading scorer, averaging 10.5 points per ball game. He's got 10 points here in this one. 46-25. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. A three-pointer. Cody Manns, he buries his second three of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 49-25. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School here tonight. Frericks with the ball now for Franklin out here in three-point territory to Quinton Sadoff. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds over there. On the wing, getting his hands on it there for Blue Hill was Austin Strasburg. It'll be Franklin playing things in off of the far sideline. With a minute and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter, Flyers look to get things in. They do, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Blue Hill, coming back the other way and being hammered into play is Austin Strasburg. Coming back with Steven Randall for Franklin. He gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Blue Hill will be Austin Strasburg. Strasburg averaging just 1 point and one rebound per game. 67% foul shooter on the season. He is 6 out of 9. Strasburg looks up there. Shot is going to be good. Not too many free throws tonight for Blue Hill. They're now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here in this ball game. They have doubled the score in the Flyers and is now 50-25 in favor of the Bobcats. Here's the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be rimming off of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sadoff. So Quinton Sadoff with the ball now for the Flyers as they come back the other direction. There's a Ginelli with the ball. It's going to be tipped as he tries to send it back to the near side. Picked up here by Steven Randall. Randall's pass to the elbow. It's going to be intercepted, but losing the ball out of bounds here is going to be Alec Meyer. He had the interception, but he loses the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. It'll be Franklin playing things in their offensive zone with a minute and 30 seconds to play. Here's a Fritzen with the ball now for the Flyers. Gets it in the hands of a Steven Randall. Randall lobs it on the high post. As they get it there, over here to Quinton Sadoff. Sadoff brings it back to Randall out here in three-point territory. He's picked up by Austin Strasburg. There's a feed to the high post again to Sadoff, and now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on the Bobcats. It'll be Franklin playing things in off of the far sideline. It's only the third team foul called on Blue Hill here in this basketball game. Is it? And being called on Jeremy Hinkle. There's the inbounds pass. They get it to Randall on the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is recovered here by Hinkle for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Jeremy Hinkle gets the ball away. He gets it into the hands of Cody Manns. Brings it back to Hinkle on the high right side. Back out to Manns, top of the key. Throws it over to Alec Meyer now, just to the left of the circle. Brings it back to Cody Manns. 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 50-25. Blue Hill has got the lead. Manns comes across the top down to Alec Meyer, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Comes over here to Cody Manns, down to a Hinkle again, who's playing catch with it around the perimeter. Now Manns throws up a three and hits it. Cody Manns throws up his third three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the ballgame, 53-25, as the Bobcats continue to roll here in this basketball game. Here's a Steven Randall back for the Franklin Flyers. He holds the ball. There's a pass down on the baseline, mishandled. The ball is loose down there. It's going to be picked up by Cody Manns for Blue Hill. Turnover number 9 on the Flyers. Here comes Manns streaking back the other way. Down to the free throw line. There's a little short jump put up there by Van Boning, partially deflected. Ball is picked up by Hinkle. His shot underneath the basket is no good. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Franklin ball. Franklin will play things in with 6.6 seconds to play. Into the ball game is going to be Levi Jester. He's going to check in here quickly for Franklin.
Randall will come to the bench. 53-25 with 6.6 seconds to play. Franklin will play things in. Jester has got the ball. Levi Jester dribbling to the right sideline. Runs into a defender. The ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So the Bobcats will play things in with 1.8 seconds to play. Around the 10-second line as they get it into Hinkle. Crosses the stripe. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the board. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the books here in boys high school basketball from the C28 sub-district basketball tournament. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 53, Franklin 25.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to SouthCentralStateBank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Broken Bow is out on top of Centura at the end of three quarters. The score is 31-25. The 31-25 Broken Bow with the lead there. And Blue Hill has got the lead here over Franklin, 53-25. Here's Rublin in the lane. His little short jumper is going to be up there no good. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. So we're underway here in the fourth quarter, 53-25. Blue Hill has got the lead. They lob it down low. Fritzen grabs the ball. Double team, puts a move on, goes up with a shot and hits it. Kenton Fritzen hits his first field goal of the ball game for the Flyers. Now 53-27. We're in the fourth quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School. The winner will get the top-seeded Donovan Trumbull Cardinals tomorrow night. There's a long-range jumper by Drury. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin, streaking back the other way, and a shot's put up there no good by Jester, and he's clobbered on the play. So a personal foul is going to be called here on the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line will be Levi Jester. He has got 5 points in the ball game thus far. He is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Rublin picks up his third personal foul here for the Bobcats. Jester to the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there. It's around the rim and down. 3 out of 5 from the line now for Levi Jester. He's a 36% foul shooter on the season coming in here. He was 8 out of 22. Jester's next shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill ball. Last touchdown there by Stephen Randall of Franklin. A very disappointing season here for the Flyers. They're 0-17 coming into the ball game here tonight. It looks like they're on their way to a winless season here as they are trailing in this one. Here's Drury. Banks one in from the right side. Ethan Drury has now got 6 points in the ball game, 55-28. Blue Hill with a lead with 7 minutes to go here in this basketball game. Here comes Jester back with the ball now for Franklin to Stephen Randall over there. Brings it to the top of the key to Ginelli. Now over here on the left side to Levi Jester. Ball high above his head, sends it down in the corner. The ball's going to be intercepted, but lost out of bounds. Austin Strasburg came down with the ball there for Blue Hill, but he loses the ball out of bounds. And Franklin will play things in right in front of the Flyers bench down here. Kenton Fritzen will inbound the ball here for Franklin. He'll get things in out here in 3-point territory to Ginelli as he dribbles to the top of the arc. Now to a Stephen Randall. Randall here on the near sideline. He puts it on the floor, tries to penetrate inside, can't do it. Goes down to Jester. A shot for three is off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out of Rublin, running back the other way for Blue Hill. Nice pass, and a shot to be up there blocked. Strasburg went in there for Blue Hill, and his shot to be blocked down by Randall. So here come the Flyers back the other way. Randall has got the ball, and now we got an offensive foul call on Stephen Randall as he knocks down Mitch Rublin trying to penetrate. That's going to be a foul call there on Randall. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Franklin here in the ball game. The Flyers are trailing in the contest to Blue Hill 55-28 as we approach the six-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter. Here's Cody Manns with the ball. Rublin out here in three-point territory. Mitch moves to his left. Back out to Cody Manns, top of the key. Right side down to Strasburg. Throws it down in the baseline to Jason Poe. Jason gets away. Brings it back out of the wing to Drury. Dribbles in the lane. His shot's up there. It's going to be no good. The ball lost out of balance, and it's going to be Franklin ball. Last touch down there on the rebound by Jason Poe. Couldn't pull her in there for the Bobcats. So Franklin will come back the other direction. 55-26. The Bobcats have the lead here over the Flyers. Bring it into the offensive zone is going to be Levi Jester. Comes over here to the near sideline to Ginelli. Down to Fritzen. Fritzen holds the ball. Free throw line extended. Comes out to Fredericks at the top of the key. Moves it over on the right side to Peyton Ginelli, and he's going to have his pocket picked. Coming back the other way is going to be Rublev. Nice pass underneath the bucket. A shot by Poe is up and in. Mitch Rublev gets the assist. Jason Poe gets the field goal. Poe has now got 16 points in the ball game for the Bobcats. 57-28, Blue Hill with a lead. Here's Steven Randall with the ball. Lobs it in the high post. The ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted again. Here's Poe coming back the other way. His scoop shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Manns. His shot's going to be blocked down by Randall. Randall grabs the ball for Franklin. Now he loses control of the ball. It's into the backcourt, picked up by Poe. Poe drives it for the hole. His shot no good. Rebound Poe. Shot no good, and a foul is going to be called. A couple of turnovers there on each team, and finally we're going to have a personal foul call down here on the Flyers, and going to the free throw line again will be Jason Poe with 4 minutes and 58 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. The foul goes on Anthony Fredericks. That's going to be his second personal foul, team foul number 3 on the Flyers here in the second half. Poe to the free throw line. His shot's up there and in. Jason Poe now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He'll get one more shot. He's got 17 points in the ball game, so a good performance here by Jason Poe for the Bobcats. Jason will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. It's going to be off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to the corner. It's going to be brought down here by Franklin. Running back the other way down the near sideline. It's going to be Fritzen with the ball. Fritzen gets it away. Driving for the hole is going to be Jester. His shot's going to be no good. Misses the layup. Rebound Jester. Goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose again on the baseline. Randall saves it. Comes out into three-point territory. As Jester gets it back now on the wing. Lobs it inside to Fritzen. Takes it to the hole. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Franklin ball. So the Flyers will have another crack at things here. Here comes Jacob Van Boning into the ball game now for Blue Hill as Jason Poe will come to the bench. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It'll be the Flyers playing the ball in out here. That's a Ginelli with the ball. Comes across the top. Randall for three. Shot is up there. He buries that, baby. Steven Randall hits a three-pointer. He's now got 13 points in the ball game for the Flyers. And it's 58-31. Blue Hill has got the lead here in this one. There's a long pass inside. Van Boning, his shot off of the window is up and in. Jacob Van Boning scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. And now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. Bobcats call a timeout with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Blue Hill 60, Franklin 31.
Where did you get more? Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Well, it'll be Donovan Trumbull taking on Blue Hill tomorrow night in the first ball game at 6. Followed by Hastings St. Cecilia against Southern Valley in game number 2 at 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll have the action here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. 60-31 here, Blue Hill with the lead over the Flyers of Franklin. Franklin has got the ball in their offensive end again. There's a shot by Fredericks. It's going to be blocked down on the baseline, and the ball's going to be recovered here by the Bobcats. Cody Manns has got the ball. Dribbles behind his back. Moves it to the top of the key as he comes back in the offensive zone. Here's Strasburg. His pass is going to be thrown over the head of everybody out of bounds. Strasburg trying to get the ball down to Jacob Van Boning on the baseline and threw it over his head out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Blue Hill here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Blue Hill has got the lead 60-31. They led at halftime 33-14. Flyers have got the ball on the right side. That's going to be Steven Randall with the ball now. Randall has got 13 points in the ball game. Comes out to Anthony Fredericks in three-point territory. Now to Levi Jester. High left side. Levi Jester, two-handed pass. Randall, top of the key, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Randall comes over here to Ginelli. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Misses. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Van Boning. Van Boning down to the far sideline to Cody Manns. Here come the Bombcats with the ball now. Here's Jeremy Hinkle with the ball now. Over to Alec Meyer. Back out between the circles to Hinkle. Hinkle's got it right now at the top of the key. Dribbles in the free throw line. Throws it back out here to Cody Manns. An NBA three shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebounded by Stephen Randall for Franklin. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 60-31. Blue Hill with the lead. Randall drives it down the lane. Stops and pops. His shot's partially deflected. No good. Rebound comes down here to Cody Manns. He runs her back the other way down the near sideline. Little jump stop down in the corner now to Strasburg. Back out to Manns. Sets for three, but won't pull the trigger. Comes over to Alec Meyer down to the left side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hinkle. Ball is loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. We're going to have a foul called. Going to go on Peyton Ginelli for Franklin. That's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Flyers here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Blue Hill will play things in. Here comes Dylan Rose into the ball game now for the Bobcats. And we're going to see everybody come in here now for Blue Hill. Also checking in will be Alec Eisman. He's going to come into the ball game. Our head coach, Joe Hubble, is going to get everybody in the contest here tonight with his team leading by a score of 60-31. There's Meyer from the baseline. His shot's going to be up and in. Alec Meyer nails a three ball from the deep right corner. It's now 63-31. 2:15 to play. The Flyers come back with the basketball. With it over there on the right side is going to be Stephen Randall. Now to Jacob Frericks, who's into the ball game now for the Flyers. Moves it down in the corner to Levi Jester. Takes off, drives it into the lane. His shot's up there. He's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. And Jester will go to the free throw line here for the Flyers. The foul is going to go on Jacob Van Boning. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five, it should be, on Blue Hill. Levi Jester to the free throw line. He is 3 out of 6 in the free throw line tonight. Now he's 4 out of 7 as his first one goes down through the hole. So Levi Jester, he's got 7 points in the ball game tonight for the Flyers. 63-32 with 2:03 to play. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Jester hits a pair of free throws. It's now 63-33. The Bobcats with a 30-point lead here in this one. Alec Meyer with the ball. Comes out to a Hinkle out here in three-point territory. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. His shot is up and in. A three-point play there by Alec Meyer. He nails a couple of threes in the last two possessions. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 66-33. Blue Hill has doubled the score here on the Flyers. Jacob Frericks with the ball. Moves it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Kicks her back out. That's Jester driving. His shot is up there and in. Levi Jester takes it to the baseline and scores. And now we got a timeout. It's going to be called here by Franklin. I think it's a substitution timeout here as they get some more folks into the ballgame. 1:30 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break here. We're going to take a full 30-second timeout here. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 66, Franklin 35.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, online at KLIQFM.com, online at FlatRiverPreps.com. C28, sub-district basketball tournament this week. We were here for the girls' tournament a week ago. Now the guys have the spotlight this week. Semifinal games will be played tomorrow night at 6 and 7:30, and then we'll have the championship ball game of the sub-district coming up on Thursday. All the action here on The Breeze. This is the play-in game as Blue Hill, the fourth seed, is out on top of the number five seed, Franklin. The score is 66-35. We're in the fourth quarter of play with 1:20 to go. Jeremy Hinkle with the ball gets it inside to Rose. Not a Hinkle. Blue Hill working with it here on their offensive end. Here's a Meyer with the ball. Meyer down in the corner to Hinkle. His bounce pass is intercepted. Turnover number six on Blue Hill here in the ball game. The Flyers come back the other direction. Levi Jester has got the ball. Waist-high dribble as he brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Douglas. Mike Douglas fires up a three. A shot no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by the Bobcats. That's Alec Eisman with a rebound. He gets it away now to Alec Meyer on the far side to Hinkle. Back out to Alec Meyer. He's hit 2 3-pointers here in his fourth quarter of play. There's Jeremy Hinkle now for Blue Hill. Moves it back around to the wing on the right side. This could be Alec Meyer with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Meyer back out in the three-point territory to Eisman. Eisman out to the top of the key. That's going to be a Hinkle with the ball. Feeds it down low. There's a shot up and in. A basket there by Daniel Kinley. Kinley hits a field goal there for Blue Hill to make it 68-35 with 15 seconds to go. There's a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good by Fritzen, and the rebound comes down to the Bobcats. Jeremy Hinkle has got the ball for Blue Hill. Hinkle winds his way up the floor. Moves it over here to Eisman. Looks at the clock, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the ball game. The Blue Hill Bobcats will move on to face the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals tomorrow night in the semifinals of the C2A Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. They dispose of Franklin here tonight by a score of 68-35. So Blue Hill improves to 13 wins and 10 losses on the season. They'll play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night at 6. Franklin, they will finish their season with a mark of no wins and 18 losses. In the final score, Blue Hill knocks off Franklin tonight by a score of 68-35. We'll be back with the postgame show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. It was Blue Hill knocking off the Franklin Flyers in this opening game of the tournament. Final score of 68-35. So Blue Hill will move on to face the top-seeded Donovan Trumbull Cardinals on Tuesday night. That game will get underway at 6 o'clock here at this facility. And the second ball game will pit Hastings St. Cecilia up against the Southern Valley Eagles. That one will go at 7:30. We'll have both games for you tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. And then the winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll also have that one for you here on the Breeze. Blue Hill had a 19-11 lead at the end of the first quarter. Then outscored the Flyers 14-3 in the second quarter to grab a 19-point lead at halftime. It was 33-14. You get the picture. Franklin never really in the basketball game here tonight. They trailed 53-25 after three. And again, the final score, it was Blue Hill over the Franklin Flyers tonight by a score of 68-35. By the way, our recap is being brought to you by Misco Sports. They've been keeping you geared up for the games for years, and they will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, the Flyers here tonight, they were led by Stephen Randall. Randall ends up with 13 points in the basketball game. He knocks down, 3 3-pointers in the contest. He had 2 2-point field goals. So Stephen Randall ends up with 13 points in the ball game for Franklin. He had 5 in the first half, 8 more in the second half. Also in double figures tonight for the Flyers was Levi Jester. He had 10 points. He had a 3 and a 2, and he was also 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. He was the only man tonight to get to the free throw line for the Flyers. So Franklin ends up 5 out of 8 from the stripe as a team. Peyton Ginelli, he had 8 points tonight. He had a couple of threes, and he had a 2-point field goal. Also scoring in the ball game was Anthony Frericks. He had 2 points and a field goal. And Kenton Fritzen had a field goal and 2 points for Franklin. Leading scorer for the Blue Hill Bombcats tonight was Jason Poe, as he scores 17 points in the basketball game tonight. He had 7 field goals, and he was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for 17 points for Jason Poe. He is the only man in double figures here for the Bombcats. The other scorers, we see Cody Manns. He had 9 points on the 3 three-pointers. We'll double-check that. Mitch Rublet, he was also in double figures tonight. He had 13 points. So Rublet had 13, and Jason Poe had 17 to pace the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight. Rublet, he knocked down 1 three-pointer. The rest of them were on 2-point tries. He did not get to the free throw line. So 17 points for Jason Poe, 13 for Mitch Rublet. Then we had 9 points for Cody Manns on those 3 threes. The other scorers for Blue Hill, we had Alec Myers score 6 points on 2 three-point field goals. Kyle Teffer, he had 5 points on 2 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 6 points for Keith and Drury on 3 field goals. Austin Strasburg, he had 3 points. He had a field goal. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Jacob Van Boning, he had a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. He ends up with 7 points in the basketball game here tonight. So Blue Hill wins it by a score of 68-35. The Bobcats now 13-10 on the season. They'll get ready for Donovan Trumbull coming up on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, Franklin ends their season with a mark of no wins and 18 losses. Second ball game tomorrow will pit the St. Cecilia Bluehawks up against Southern Valley at 7:30. We'll have both games tomorrow night here on the Breeze. So that'll do it from Minden here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School. Again, coverage tomorrow night at 5:45 here on the Breeze. For KLIQ 94.5, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.